The next item on the agenda appears to be the belief of world hunger. And so we know that's only a belief about being filled to the brim with all that is needed, with a full measure and supply of all of the qualities of being, all of the qualities that are ever present in consciousness. If we are to hunger, is it not a hungering and thirsting after righteousness, after our right and true consciousness? Are we not hungering and thirsting as a collective people after release from a state in which we could be experiencing isolation, starvation, a state in which we believe ourselves ejected from the kingdom of consciousness, a state in which we believe we need to fend for ourselves and supply ourselves through our own independent efforts, a state in which it wishes to appear that our efforts are not enough, and that no matter how much we try, we cannot give ourselves enough to feel full. That somewhere deep inside of us, we feel empty and unfed and remote and lost, separate, fearful. But somewhere, deep in our consciousness, there lies the truth. A truth that says, but you've never left home. And the Divine Father is taking wonderful care of you and feeding you and supplying you with all that you need. And the Divine Mother is nurturing you and protecting you and caring for you and truly holding you in her embrace. A place in consciousness where we are truly aware that we have never been ejected from the kingdom, that we have never been sent out to forage on our own, that we are connected. We are connected. We are connected to life and to its provision. We are connected to love and its care. Right now, right here, everywhere, universally, holographically, life is present. Provision is present. Everything in the universe is being fed right now from the spring of life. Nothing is blocking the intake of the provision of that spring. Nothing is turning its back and inadvertently refusing to accept the gift of life. Nothing is so forlorn and alone that it has removed itself from the embrace of its universal feeding ground. It is not lost. It is not forlorn. It is found, and it is filled with joy. It is in the kingdom. It is connected with its divine sense of fatherhood and motherhood. It is right this instant being fed in the fullness of the table of the universal consciousness. We all sit together at the table, at life's table, at love's table. We are heir to the gifts of our divine father and our divine mother. And we are willing to eat of that table. We are willing to accept the food that is at that table and take it in, digest it, and make it our own. We are willing to sit at that deep, deep table of universal at-one-ment. That deep table of holographic presence in which all are fed spontaneously at the same instant, in which none can lack because others are fed, in which there is no greed, in which there is no imbalance of supply, in which all are fed simultaneously at the table because all are equally the children of life and love. And all are supplied, and all are nurtured and cared for. All. None having to grapple for who shall sit at the table. None having to worry about who shall sit at the table. None feeling that they can be kept from sitting at the table. All are included and embraced in divine grace, embraced in the arm and arms of the one infinite motherhood of God, of being, nurtured and cared for and cherished and held and rocked and fed. There is no mother that would not feed her child, least of all the mother of all mothers, the mother of infinite love. And that divine, supreme mother is forever feeding her child and all the infinite individualities that make up that child. Her holographic child is fed all at once. And all the children are fed all at once. and they know it, and they feel it, and they sense it, and they are full and free of hunger, because they have been willing to sit at the table of consciousness and open their head and their hearts and their senses to divine life for their food, divine love for their care. They are not sorrowing. They are not lost. They are found, for they have never left the kingdom. They have never left the fullness of their being. All are found. All are fed. All find themselves. All feed themselves. So be it. And so goes the flow. And of the nature of the flow, it is just that the proposition is put to consciousness. And then, as individual or collective consciousness, we read the truth by virtue of the law of opposites, go to the truth, imbibe the truth, claim the truth, until we are fed ourselves with that truth. And if there is more to the issue, it sends us to another state, another place in consciousness, another place in the model. It sends us by virtue of some kind of inner urging, an urging that is coming from consciousness itself, an urging that our individualized angelic consciousness is somehow participating in spite of the fact that it knows nothing about the fall, and it knows nothing about the error of our perceptions. It is only that it is so consciously conscious of the truth of all life, and the truth of all being, and the truth of what we are, that it is forever causing us to awaken to that which we are. Just by being, it causes us to awaken to what we are, and we must truly, truly, truly trust that that angelic consciousness is ours and is awake. Accept the fact that that consciousness, that pure, pure consciousness, is your consciousness, and you will act as a savior to the belief that you could have fallen out of the kingdom of heaven, that you could have fallen away from grace, that there is no saving consciousness, and that you will not be saved. You are truly your own savior, and you can be saved at any time that you are ready, willing, and able to recognize the purity of your own divine consciousness and stay in the realm of that consciousness. Fill your being with it, night and day. That is your savior. It will save you from all the false beliefs that are rampant in consciousness, our mortal consciousness, that seem to wish to objectify as concrete error, or even latent error. And that is the method. And more than that, I do not know how to tell you. You just will feel the urging within yourself to go from place to place. And it will speak to you in symbols and words that are meaningful to you. They may be totally different than the terms that are meaningful to me. And certainly, when I flow by myself, I get images and various other symbols that are meaningful to me. But when I flow collectively, I am usually led to symbols that are more collectively acceptable, and to symbols that the collective relates to. And so now we will take up another issue in consciousness. I have issues that have been written by those of you who are here today, suggestions for world issues to be entertained and transformed in consciousness. And I will look down for a moment here and decide what is, or listen for, I should say, what is next. All right. That which comes to me that would like to be taken into the light next is an issue that is similar to the one that we just took, but different. It is lack. The belief that there could be lack. Lack of anything. What is the belief of lack? That there's not enough to go around. That we could be without something. In that sense, it is similar to the flow that we just did on hunger, in that I could feel the divine fatherhood of being giving and giving and providing and providing and providing the food. And now, too, I can feel that divine sense of Father giving and giving and giving and giving and giving to its universe all that it is. All that it is. Sustaining it, maintaining it with all of the qualities of being. It is giving it all of the qualities of mind. It is giving its universe intelligence. It is giving its universe intelligence. And that universe, by virtue of its true nature, must reflect that intelligence and is at core reflecting that intelligence. It is giving its universe the true programming and true information of its being. And that universe, by nature of its being, is reflecting that divine information, reflecting its true programming, its true encoding. And it cannot deflect its intelligence or deflect the information of its program. And it isn't deflecting it. It is open wide and receptive and reflecting the gifts of mind, the gift of its power, the gift of its creativity. It is imbibing its law and living according to that law. It is understanding at core that there is only one mind, and that the qualities of that mind are the qualities of its mind. Its images, its ideas, are the ideas and images of the universe, of its mind. That what is known by the divine mind is known by its universal reflection. We cannot have a mind other than the mind of the One. And we cannot not have the qualities of that mind, because the Divine Father is giving us the qualities of its mind. And the Divine Mother is making sure that we are nurtured with them and embraced, and that we can never lose those qualities, that they're with us forevermore. So the universe cannot be lacking in intelligence. It cannot be lacking in true information. It cannot be lacking in creative ideas. No. It has all, for it is a gift of grace. And the Divine Father is giving unto its universe the qualities of spirit. It's giving unto its universe reality. And that universe is allowing itself to be fed with reality. It's allowing itself to be real. It is not deflecting reality and thereby living in a state of unreality, a state of its own making. It is accepting the gift of reality. It is accepting the gift of reality. It is accepting the order of reality, the order that pours forth from the spirit of being. Because the Divine Father is giving unto its universe order, it does not create that order out of chaos. And the universe is reflecting that order, so it is not reflecting chaos. It is not randomly combining. It is not living in an accidental, random state of occurrences. It is not living in a deflected state. No. It is being given crystal clear focus by its Father, and it is receiving that focus. It is thereby resonating with the quality of that focus. It is its own prism. And it is in focus. So it is not misunderstanding that which is going on in its universe. It is not obliquely conscious of what is going on in its universe. It is clear, reflective, open, transparent. And the Divine Father is pouring forth unto its universe all of the qualities of its soul, its deep characteristics, its identity. Thereby the universe has no choice but to reflect the qualities of mind, of spirit, of soul, of principle, of life, of truth, of love. It is reflecting those qualities in all the accurate relationships of those qualities. It is. That is its identity. It's being given that identity by the Father of Being, and it is accepting that identity. It is reflecting that identity. That identity is resonant within its chambers. Thereby, it is joyous, free, lacking nothing, for it has been given its true embodiment, its true body of qualities. It is in a state of bliss, not a state of depression. The Divine Father has flooded it with deep identity. It is not lacking one quality of being. Not now, not ever. And by virtue of its reflective nature, it is reflecting the quality of identity, acknowledging it and accepting it throughout the entirety of its being. It cannot help it. It is its nature to do so. The Divine Father is flooding its universe with right government. It is giving unto its universe its deep sense of principle, that principle which governs rightly and correctly all that exists in the universe. And the universe, by virtue of reflection, is giving unto itself an acknowledging and accepting that deep principle, and allowing that principle to govern it irrevocably and forever. It is allowing itself to relate to that principle, and through that principle to all else that exists in the universe. It is always turning to its principle. It is thereby living by its principle, and thereby accepting the food that is at the table, accepting the gift of God, accepting the gift of the Divine Father of the principle of its being and the divine government of its being. It is being governed properly, and it is aware of that, and it is accepting that, and it is abiding by that, and it is harmonious because of it. The universe is living in a harmonious state of government given to it by the principle of the Father of Being. It cannot lack government. It cannot become a law unto itself. Government, true divine government, is being given to the universe, and the universe is reflecting that government.